am far more enthusiastic about him this time than I was 4 years ago.
Clinton's enthusiasm came on the heels of the last jobs report before Election Day. It showed that more than 170,000 jobs were created and that unemployment had remained below 8%, even though it inched upward from September's numbers. Clinton highlighted the accomplishments as an overall improvement during Obama's term.
The score is Obama, 5.5 million. Republicans in 7 years, 2.6 million. So, I think we're coming back.
The focus on the economy is a calculated effort to push aside claims by the Mitt Romney campaign that Obama has done little to improve the nation's economy. Romney has criticized Obama for failing to deliver on his 2008 campaign promise to bring unemployment below 4%. But Clinton cited a book by economist Kenneth Rogoff to discredit the GOP presidential nominee's claims.
I called him and I said, I read the book, I read all the chapters on America twice. I have one question. Could anybody have repaired all this damage in 4 years? He said, goodness no. Everybody knows that. He said, when something gets hurt this bad, he said, normally it takes 10 years to get over. I said, this is America. Can we beat 10 years? He said, yes, we can. We can do it in 8, maybe even 7, if we do the right thing. Barack Obama is doing the right thing.
That's President Clinton spoke for nearly an hour, interrupting his speech at one point to ask Secret Service to help a woman who collapsed in the crowd. From the back of the room, it was difficult to make out much of what he said over thunderous cheers and an obtrusive echo. But the Clinton charm worked anyway as he praised President Obama for garnering support from New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the warm affection of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, both Republicans.
There's no Republican or Democratic way to deal with the aftermath of a flood. Florida's been through enough hurricanes to know that. When you've got a natural disaster, everybody all of a sudden wakes up and says, you know, we're all in this together. That works a lot better than you're on your own. The problem is, we're all in this together works a lot better every day than you're on your own. The most successful countries in the world, the most successful communities in America have creative cooperation, not constant conflict.
The devastating effects of Hurricane Sandy in parts of the Northeast have drawn attention to the importance of early voting. Saturday was the last day for Floridians to vote early before Election Day. New York extended theirs to accommodate displaced voters, but some Tampa Bay area residents think early voting should be expanded everywhere. Obama supporter Jessica Hellman said what happened with Superstorm Sandy explains why.
Because there's going to be problems with people being able to vote in their own polling districts because they don't exist right now, especially with the fires and the neighborhoods that have been lost. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be wondering what to do if they weren't able to vote early.
Bill Clinton was welcomed on stage by former Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Crist ran unsuccessfully as an independent against U.S. Senator Marco Rubio in 2010 and is now flirting with Democrats as one of Obama's biggest campaign supporters in the state. He rallied the crowd just minutes before Clinton spoke.
Optimism is up. Pessimism is down. Jobs are up. Unemployment is down. Equal pay is up. Discrimination down. Home sales up. Interest rates.
Crist highlighted times when Obama has come to the rescue in Florida, like the 2010 Gulf oil spill. He told voters it was their time to support the president. And member of Congress Kathy Castor, a Democrat, encouraged people to take advantage of the final days of voting.
But I'm a little bit concerned here in Pinellas County. How many of you have voted already? All right. That makes me feel a little bit better. Who has not voted yet? Uh-oh. That's way too many.
As of Saturday, only 36,000 Pinellas County residents had voted early. Compare that to 153,000 in Hillsborough, and Castor was right to worry. Obama supporters in the crowd had a lot of reasons to cast their ballots this election. Many women said they were concerned about Romney's stance on women's health care issues, including funding for Planned Parenthood, which provides preventative care for low-income women. People with families said they were worried about the rising cost of education. Janet Kincaid, a woman with a disability, said to her it was all about human rights.
whether it's blacks or Hispanics or gay people wanting to be married like heterosexuals can be. It's really about where the heart is.
She said Romney has continually championed policies that she thinks directly contradict basic human equality.
He doesn't think there is marriage equality among gays. I happen to be heterosexual, but that means I don't want to marry a woman, so I don't have to.